Track 4, and we come to some news stories. Residents, traders and community organisations in Moreton Hampstead fear that a planned 6-week closure of the A382 will cause catastrophic, irreversible damage to the town. Devon County Council has confirmed that the A382 will be completely shut to all traffic between Pepperdine Hall Lane and Ray Barton from July the 20th to August the 28th. The closure is so that essential repairs can be carried out to a wall that supports the road, but traders claim this will cut the town off to visitors during the peak of summer and disrupt travel to the town's annual carnival and food festival in August. Campaigners against the closure have accused Devon County Council of not only cutting off a vital road link, but also blocking attempts to negotiate alternative solutions, such as single-lane traffic signals with a convoy escort system or even night-time working. Kevin Chamberlain from Ray Valley, speaking on behalf of the Moreton Hampstead business community, said, "Moreton has already taken a massive financial hit from the extended closure of the A382 into Newton Abbott and the closure of the B3212 to Exeter. We are running on fumes. Our parish council did everything they could to mediate and bring DCC to the table, but they were met with a complete brick wall. This isn't just about tourism, it's about our community's survival." Devon County Council said the closure is unavoidable because of the physical constraints of the site, adding that the timing was due to Environment Agency regulations protecting the Ray Brook watercourse and the need to avoid clashing with school transport and summer exam period. "The situation is a lot more complicated than it might appear due to several factors that have an impact on timing," said a spokesperson. "The road will have to close while work is done as it's too narrow for traffic management. It's not an ideal situation, and we've met with and corresponded with the parish council, and every effort will be made to complete the works as quickly and efficiently as possible."
Will town's big wheel come round again? What goes around comes around, according to the saying, but it's too soon to say whether Tynmouth's big wheel will be coming to the seafront again. The 36-metre-high observation wheel was installed at the end of April and stayed for the month of May. Teignbridge District Council, which hired the wheel, said it was very well received, with excellent feedback from residents and visitors. But the council has stopped short of confirming whether the wheel will roll into town once again. A spokesperson said, "Teignbridge is always keen to explore new ways to make the district an even more attractive place to live, work and visit, and we will continue to consider opportunities that support our towns and communities."
Crash crew had bright futures ahead of them. The Royal Navy has paid tribute to three cherished members of the force with bright futures ahead of them who tragically died in the Merlin MK4 helicopter crash near Oakhampton this week. They said the loss of the crew members was a huge blow to all who worked with them. Lieutenant Commander Chris Gayson and Lieutenant Lily Mae Fisher of 846 Naval Air Squadron and Petty Officer Owen Green of 845 Naval Air Squadron died when their Merlin HC-4 helicopter crashed in a field at Sowerton Cross just before 4 a.m. on Wednesday, June the 3rd. An MOD investigation is now underway into the cause of the crash. The victims were all members of the Royal Navy's Specialist Commando Helicopter Force, which provides vital aviation support for the Royal Marines. Commander of Joint Aviation Command, Air Vice Marshal Lee Turner, RAF, said the loss of three deeply capable and professional aviators during the tragic incident is the cause of profound sadness across the Joint Aviation Command and the Commando Helicopter Force in particular. They will be greatly missed, and our thoughts are with the families and all those affected. Lieutenant Commander Chris Gayson, 42, was an experienced pilot and instructor based at RNAS Yeovilton in Somerset. He gained his wings for the Commando Helicopter Force, known affectionately as the Junglies, in 2012. His family said Chris was an extremely kind and gentle family man who loved his entire family dearly. Lieutenant Lily May Fisher, 31, was also based at RNAS Yeovilton. She was commissioned into the Royal Navy in 2019. The only serving female commando in the UK, she was on her final training flight before being due to get her pilot's wings as a naval aviator this month. Her family said Lily May was an extraordinary woman, daughter, sister, and partner. The third crew member was Petty Officer Owen Green, 24, from Hampshire, who joined the Royal Navy in January 2022, beginning initial training at HMS Raleigh at Torpoint.
Inspection praise welcomed by police. Devon and Cornwall Police has welcomed the findings of a new inspection report which recognises significant improvements in key areas of performance while highlighting further work needed to improve outcomes for victims of crime. The latest Police Effectiveness, Efficiency and Legitimacy, known as PEEL, inspection by His Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary and Fire and Rescue Services, carried out in January, acknowledges the force's progress in several areas and confirms it has now been fully removed from the enhanced monitoring process it had been subjected to in recent years. The report highlights improvements in contact services, including the handling of 999 and 101 calls, as well as the management of sex offenders and dangerous offenders. Inspectors also recognised advances in financial management, control room performance and crime prevention work.
Elwood Classic set for Dartmoor debut. A national walling competition is set to be held on Dartmoor for the first time this year, bringing together skilled wallers from across the UK for a live showcase of a traditional rural craft, the Elwood Classic Walling Competition. It will take place on Saturday the 27th of June at Merivale, Princetown. With professional, veteran and amateur competitors building stone structures against the clock, visitors will be able to watch the action unfold, learn about the techniques involved and even try their hand at walling through hands-on activities and demonstrations. This year's event will present a unique challenge for competitors as it will focus on the construction of Devon banks rather than traditional dry stone walls. Devon banks feature an earth core with two stone faces bound by soil and vegetation, creating a distinctive sloping structure known as a batter. The event will also include hot food stalls and refreshments provided by Dartmoor Brewery. Families and dogs on leads are welcome to attend, with parking available for £5 per car. The competition is sponsored by the Dartmoor Preservation Association, with support from the Dartmoor Hill Farm Project, Dartmoor Brewery and the Dartmoor National Park Authority. The Elwood Classic was first held in Cumbria in 2019 and is named after Ted Elwood, a celebrated competition waller. The event travels annually to different parts of the UK to promote inclusivity and showcase regional walling traditions. Dry stone walling has a long history in Britain, with evidence dating back thousands of years. On Dartmoor, these structures remain an iconic feature of the landscape, traditionally used to define boundaries and manage livestock. For more information and to reserve a space, visit the Eventbrite website and enter Elwood Classic Walling Competition into the search box.